You're tuned into KRFP Moscow, and most importantly, you're tuned into Recovery Radio. My name is Nancy Casey, and I'm looking forward to a conversation with Sherry Hall for the next hour. Before we get to that, though, the weather, it's a glorious day out there. 74 degrees at the Pullman Moscow Regional Airport right now. The forecast high for this afternoon is 78 degrees. Overnight tonight, it's going to be clear but not cold. 50 degrees is the forecast low overnight. Some clouds tomorrow, though. The weather's going to change. We're going to have another mostly sunny day tomorrow with a high of 77 degrees. And then overnight, you can probably count on some rain, a 90% chance of rain Friday night. And Friday's low will be 47 degrees. Saturday, there's a 30% chance of showers in the morning and then a mostly sunny day. Saturday night, cooling off a little bit overnight, 42 degrees Saturday night and 39 degrees Sunday night as Sunday and Monday we get into a little bit more of the wet weather. So that's what's coming out of the sky. But right here in the studio, in the present tense, welcome, Sherry. Thanks a lot for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. And Sherry and I are going to kind of get acquainted here as we talk, but I do know a little bit about her. She is in charge of the nonprofit or works with, you are the founder?
We aren't the founders. Uh-huh. My husband is the president and uh-huh. I'm the worker, I suppose, for the nonprofit of Project Hope.
So you're the movers and shakers of Project Hope, which has many facets, including Celebrate Recovery and Her Journey, which is a group for women in distressing relationships. She's lived on the Palouse for almost 20 years. She's a mom. And I would guess maybe a way to describe her professional life is that it centers on helping people confront and heal emotional pain. And so we'll hope to cover like some of the many roles that she plays as she does that work. And I don't know, I thought maybe we could dive into the middle and work our way out to the edges. And so I'm just gonna throw this one at you. Can you explain what addiction is?
Addiction, a definition. Mm-hmm. Wow, it has many facets to mm-hmm. it. Basically, it's a coping mechanism for covering over any kind of hurt, habit, or hang-up, which mm-hmm. is the Celebrate Recovery phrase, mm-hmm. with Genesis process, which is something that I also work with people through.
Mm-hmm. Say those words again. Hurts,
habits, and hang-ups.
Hurts, habits, and hang-ups. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to remember that.
And with Genesis process, they say that all coping mechanisms are designed to cover over our feelings, our emotions, and our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a way to bury those things so mm-hmm. that we don't have to deal with them. Mm-hmm. And so when somebody comes into my office to deal with, say, cutting or alcohol or drugs or... Mm-hmm. I never deal with those things per se because mm-hmm. they're always covering something else.
Mm-hmm. So I guess like is that what's the umbrella here when we talk about addiction? So you said like cutting, alcohol and drugs. I bet that's the tip of an iceberg.
That's the tip of an iceberg. Yeah, those are the ones that people worry about. They harm our life because they take away our jobs and our families and those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a gazillion types of addictions that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere from you could have sleeping too much as an addiction
mm-hmm.
so that you don't have to deal with life's pains.
Mm-hmm.
There is shopping, food addictions. The list is endless
mm-hmm.
for how many. My personal favorite one is workaholism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when life hits the fan, I just pick up a broom and I go to work. Mm-hmm. And so that one is kind of looked at by our society as favorable, and yet it has many destructive qualities to it.
Uh-huh. So is there a line that you cross, you know, like life is constantly giving us things to cope with. So they're healthy coping mechanisms. Addiction doesn't have the connotation of something healthy in one's life, but it also doesn't like fall out of the sky and hit you on the head like a brick. It's all like tangled up in these like normal things. Can yes. you untangle that a little
Where
bit?
Where is the line?
Yeah.
That's always the infamous question, yeah. isn't it? Because uh-huh. even with alcohol, you know, uh-huh. you can drink reasonably.
Uh-huh.
But there's a line where mm-hmm. it begins to hurt your family and you don't have control over it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And really, if you're thinking about it, it's why are you drinking when you are drinking and why are you drinking so much?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you working so much? Why are you sleeping so much?
Mm-hmm.
It is, if you can answer that question and say, well, I don't want to deal with, there's your line.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I don't want to deal with this, that, mm-hmm. or the other thing, there's your line.
Mm-hmm.
If it's hurting yourself or somebody else, there's mm-hmm. a line there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so being able to discover for yourself where that line is, mm-hmm. is a very important quality. Things like with food, you mm-hmm. have to have some of it, mm-hmm. right?
You can give up alcohol. You can
yes.
purge alcohol from your life.
But you can't purge
but you
food.
You can't purge food.
Or sleeping.
Or sleeping. Or, yeah, or working.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And so you do have to find where the line is.
Uh-huh.
And why am I taking on so many jobs right now?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, even religiosity can be an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're at the church every night of the week and you are, you know, preaching on the street corners and, you know, it can become an addiction.
Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing that it's not often that somebody whose life is in turmoil can articulate those things that clearly. So what are the kinds of thoughts that might run around in somebody's head that could make them, maybe you might encourage them to take another step and look at their behavior? What are the kinds of troublesome thoughts that people could have?
Well, if you want to give it up,
mm-hmm.
and you say, I'm going to give this habit up,
mm-hmm.
and you find yourself you can't,
mm-hmm.
that would be a warning sign that you need to get some help,
uh-huh.
and not do it, try to do it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Another thought would be, if it's hurting other people in your life.
Mm-hmm. How do you tell?
How do you tell if it's hurting people?
Yeah. I guess sometimes that I'm thinking especially with like substances, the mm-hmm. substances can make you so numb mm-hmm. that your perceptions aren't good enough to notice or, you know, what's the litmus test for that?
I know that, in my family and in the families that I've worked with where alcohol was an issue or drugs were an issue, people told them,
mm-hmm.
stop, you're hurting me.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody is in your life saying, stop, you're hurting me, you need to say, not make excuses and not justify it,
mm-hmm.
and not say it's all in their minds. You have to actually listen to them,
mm-hmm.
and say, oh, they're being hurt.
Mm-hmm.
They're not being overly sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
They're not being out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to them.
Mm-hmm. They're not a big nag.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not the one that's stopping all the fun.
Right.
And then before we went on the air, you mentioned that addiction and abuse have a tendency to really kind of go hand in hand. Can you explain that dynamic a little bit?
Sure. So I deal a lot with people who are in abusive situations as well as mm-hmm. addiction mm-hmm. situations. And really, I don't really like the word abuse because mm-hmm. it has a lot of connotations that it's about hitting.
Mm-hmm.
And there are about 1,000 other destructive habits that people have within relationship that really deteriorate relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so addiction and destructive behaviors go together. And it's in the destructive behaviors that we find broken relationship.
Mm-hmm. And how, I guess everybody is always different, but how do you begin to unpack that? I'm thinking about how you can feel like it's just so awful. It's never going to change. How does that process go?
Okay, so for one thing, I can only change myself.
Mm-hmm.
I can't change anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And so when my life is being affected, either by my own bad habits or mm-hmm. by somebody else's, then there is something that I can do about it. Now, I might not like the choice mm-hmm. that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I might need to sever the relationship. I might need to put somebody in jail. I might need to personally go to rehab.
Mm-hmm.
I might need to disrupt my life and deal with my addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So I might not like those choices,
mm-hmm.
but the reality is I do have choice mm-hmm. in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the most discouraging factors in this whole thing is when I believe I don't have any choices.
Mm-hmm.
That's what brings hopelessness and depression, and there's nothing I can do to change my circumstances. That's the thing that we have to change
mm-hmm.
In counseling or in small group, you know, just the belief that I can't change will stop anybody.
Mm-hmm. So that thought, things are terrible and they're not going to get different, is that's probably the biggest red flag thought of all.
I think that's uh-huh. probably the biggest red flag. It's the biggest hurdle to get over.
Uh-huh.
And it stems from the fact that you believe it's outside of your control.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else in this world isn't going to change.
Mm-hmm.
But there are things that you can actually do to change. Mm-hmm.
So the beginning part of the process is learning what you have control over.
Exactly.
And starting to work with those things. So you've lived here on the Palouse for like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Have you always done this kind of work, this kind of helping work, or is it?
I would say I've always been somebody who mentors people, mm-hmm. but not specifically in addiction and abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And so my own story, our family started going to Celebrate Recovery about 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and we were helped through.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I just kept helping other people that were coming through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a break here. Let's give you a chance to wet your whistle, get a little drink of water.
Okay.
I'm going to play this music that was given to me by Andy Pope, who has recently moved here from the Bay Area. He's a pianist, and the name of this piece is Look to the Rainbow.
Thank you.
Look to the Rainbow. That was Andy Pope. You're listening to Recovery Radio, and I am live in the studio today with Sherry Hall. And so Sherry is deeply involved with the nonprofit Project Hope, which has multiple arms and organizations beneath it that are involved in the many different ways to bring hope into people's lives when people feel like it's not there. And one of them that you just mentioned was Celebrate Recovery. Can you give us the whole complete lowdown on Celebrate Recovery?
All right. Celebrate Recovery is a 12-step program, much like AA. Mm-hmm. But we do believe that there is a higher power, and that higher power's name is Jesus Christ. And so mm-hmm. we don't make any bones about that. It is a place to come and to be, to deal with your 12 steps, mm-hmm. To find support, mm-hmm. to find people who are like-minded mm-hmm. in that effort to improve our lives. Mm-hmm. The one difference is that with AA, you've got everybody's dealing with one particular problem. With Celebrate Recovery, we deal with any hurt, habit, or hang-up. So mm-hmm. it could be shopping addictions, food addictions, anything. Mm-hmm. And so we do have people who come with drug and alcohol addictions, but mm-hmm. also the many other facets of
addiction. What about just a generalized feeling crummy?
Depression?
Mm-hmm. Well, people don't like to say that word.
Oh, they don't. Yeah. Okay. Numbness.
But, you know, yeah.
Not
you know,
really like knowing what's going on.
Feeling like your life is not right, but not knowing why.
Yeah, I think it's a good place to be honest mm-hmm. about what you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite parts of Celebrate Recovery is our small groups, mm-hmm. which we break down men with men and women with women. Mm-hmm. And we're really able to just talk about how we're processing life, our own personal struggles.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe how a meeting might go? Like how long they last?
Okay. And well, at 7 o'clock, we have a large group, mm-hmm. and we sing some songs, and we'll have a speaker that will teach one of our 25 lessons. Mm-hmm. And then at 8 o'clock, we break down men with men, women with women into small groups, mm-hmm. which is a time when you get 4 or 5 minutes to really talk about what your struggles are and how you're overcoming those struggles and mm-hmm. how you're facing those struggles.
So how many people would be in a small group?
Oh, mm-hmm. No more than 12. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. And that's my favorite part because mm-hmm. not only do I get to process what I'm struggling with, I get to listen how everybody else is processing it. And so many times mm-hmm. I have thought, oh, I didn't even realize that was a problem, but I do that too.
Uh-huh.
And then I hear how they're processing it and it helps me to process my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, after small group, we're just able to stay around, encourage one another, and build friendships. And
mm-hmm. and then, so how often do these meetings take place?
We meet at Real Life every single Friday night of the year.
Okay, and Real Life, tell us where that is. It can't be harder to find in the KRFP studio.
No, it can't. It's actually in the mall by the Safeway that has a name.
Okay.
The Safeway Mall.
The East Side Marketplace.
East Side Marketplace. There that's what it is. Mm-hmm. It just escaped me for a moment. Mm-hmm. And we're right next door to the dollar store, Dollar mm-hmm. Tree.
There we go. Yeah.
And we meet there in Moscow.
Mm-hmm. 7 p.m.
Friday 7 p.m. nights. Friday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody's welcome.
Uh-huh. And it's free.
It is free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to find out more information about it, how would you go about that?
You could email me at celebraterecovery mm-hmm. at lifer, LIFEROTP, that stands for onthepalouse.com.
Mm-hmm. Celebrate Recovery, all one word, LIFEROTP.com.
Yeah.
And that's Sherry's email. And then you could find out more about Celebrate Recovery. You can just come, show up, check it out. You don't have to sign up for anything. You don't have to make any commitments. Just come and see what it's like.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Can you give an example? You said there's 25 lessons.
Yes.
Can you give an example of what a lesson might be like?
Sure. Well, they go through a lot of the 12 steps. So mm-hmm. denial is the first lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out of denial, we have to admit we have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Powerlessness is our second lesson that we really have a powerlessness. We can't do this on our own, and we do need help in overcoming these habits of our life. It goes all the way through admitting we have a problem and confessing it and making amends and learning how to continue to walk in grace.
Mm-hmm.
So
and then there's 25. So people are at different stages with the lessons, and somehow it just kind of all works out when everybody talks to each other.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's never like, one of the problems that I see is that when somebody comes in and thinks that they only have one problem, you know, and that if I just get a handle on alcohol or food, then everything will be normal and good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're not healing those unwanted thoughts, feelings, and memories, then your addiction is just going to switch over to another addiction. And so we are in denial about something all the time. We are in need of going to our higher power all of the time. We are, you know, so it's not like I ever get past any lesson. And that's why I can stay there for years and just be reminded of those lessons and how am I applying those to my life and be an encouragement to other people.
Can you give just a kind of a concrete everyday example, kind of, or a concrete example in everyday life where one of those lessons might apply just as you're swimming through your day?
Well, I'm not sure on a lesson. The first thing that comes to my mind is we recite the Serenity Prayer every single week, which we do.
Do you want to recite it? Because some people might not be familiar with it.
Sure. I'll try. And we do the longer version of it. So, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace. Taking as Jesus did the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it. Trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever in the next. Okay, so there is a longer version of the Serenity Prayer. And one of those lines, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace.
Yeah.
I use that all the time. Every day. Because life is hard. And part of it is that I help people and I help myself to separate what's my part and what's not my part. Right? And what's God's part. And so to be able to separate those things out. And when hardship comes along and it's not my part to deal with it, well, then maybe I need to accept it and live with it and learn how to live with it, right? I was helping a gal this morning and she was talking. She's out of an abusive situation and her ex-husband is still trying to control and manipulate her with the children. And she was getting frustrated. Well, that's not something she can change. She can't change his behavior, but she can respond and accept that that's where her life is at and that she needs to learn how to deal with that bad behavior on his part, but in a positive way for her life. So these are ways that we accept the hardship as a pathway to peace. So that would be an example of that never changes. You know, we're always going to come to hardships.
So that if as a beginner, when your life feels like one solid block of hardship and terribleness, that lesson that hardship is a pathway to peace, it's not like no pain, no gain. It's like hardship is a part of life, and this is about learning to walk that path with the hardship in it.
Yes, because
you are not you and the hardship are two different things.
Correct.
Even though we all walk with our hardship partner a lot.
Yes.
Is there anything else people should know about Celebrate Recovery?
Not that I can think of off the top.
Yeah, after you leave, then it will come to you. So Celebrate Recovery at liferotp.com is the email that you can email, and then you'll end up being connected with Sherry. And Celebrate Recovery meets every single Friday evening at 7 p.m. at Real Life, which is located in the East Side Marketplace, which is the mall that has the Safeway and the dollar store in it. Okay, so let's take a little break here, have a little drink of water, and then after that, I want to ask you about the Her Journey group.
All right.
Thank you.
That was Andy Pope and his composition, Kumbaya Jupiter. Thank you for tuning into Recovery Radio today and for listening to KRFP Moscow. And many thanks to Sherry Hall for coming into the studio today to talk about us, or talk to us about the work that she does in the community. And one of the other activities that falls under the umbrella of Project Hope is a group called Her Journey. And maybe you could just kind of explain, well, just like Celebrate Recovery, give us the whole lowdown.
All right. So Her Journey is a class. It has 15 lessons to it for women who are in destructive relationships. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't necessarily have to be physical abuse, but it can be emotional abuse. It can be financial abuse, any of that. Mm-hmm. And
so, can you pause there and talk about maybe more specifically about what is what abuse, how you can be being abused when you are not being physically harmed?
Okay.
How that operates.
Sure. Uh-huh. So abuse is about power and control. Mm-hmm. And so physical abuse can actually be considered standing over you, preventing you from leaving a room, hitting the wall beside your head. So they don't ever have to necessarily strike you, but they can create fear in you. Mm-hmm. And that is considered physical abuse. But mm-hmm. emotional abuse is name calling, putting you down, you can't do anything right. It is taking your voice away, really. Mm-hmm. Your opinion has no concern to them. And it can go either way. I mean, women do this to men as well. Mm-hmm. We just have a class for women at this point. Mm-hmm. But it can go both ways. So it's about power and control. Mm-hmm. Who's in control?
Talk
instead of being mutual.
Financial abuse.
When the partner doesn't allow you to make any financial decisions at all. Mm-hmm. You don't have a debit card. You've got to go to the grocery store and buy groceries with them. You know, you don't have assets in your name. It's only in one partner's name. Mm-hmm. Could be financial abuse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So all those things that would make you feel uneasy or crummy.
Yes.
In your relationship are worth examining.
They are worth examining. Yeah. And there's a lot of things that you can do to stand up, to have boundaries in your life that will tell your partner, this is not acceptable. So it's not always having to end a relationship. Mm-hmm. We like to see lots of relationships healed and carry on in a healthy and mutual way. Mm-hmm. And so both people's voices are heard, their opinions are heard, and they are both cared for. That's our goal in the Her Journey class, is to show women what they can do if they are in a destructive relationship to have these kinds of boundaries in their life.
Mm-hmm. And would it be reasonable to think about doing this class if you were trying to figure out if you were in a destructive relationship?
Oh, absolutely. Uh-huh. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
So you don't have to like diagnose and articulate your situation and declare what you need. If your relationship is making you feel what? Uncomfortable,
scared.
Trapped.
You just don't want to go home at night. Any of those. Or there's a specific problem and you just don't know how to handle it. Mm-hmm. There might be some answers here for you to have some tools to being able to answer those things.
Mm-hmm. So this class is then a series of lessons, 15 lessons.
Yes, but they're not contingent on one another. So you can pop into any class at any time that they're being run and you're not going to miss out because you haven't gotten the continuity of it. Each class stands alone.
And so when does this group meet?
So we don't announce when and where we meet. We do give out a phone, a national hotline number, and I'll get that out here in a second. So if you want paper and pen to write it down.
Okay.
We give out a national hotline number, and when you call, you'll talk to a real person at that number, and they will assess your situation and see if that class is the right thing for you. So the phone number is 866 262 9284. And that will have all of the classes in the area, their times, places, as well as in Spokane. I know there's a mm-hmm. lot of classes up in Spokane.
Mm-hmm. And the reason for this isn't, it's not about like jumping through administrative hoops. It's about safety, right?
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
That
we don't uh-huh. want anybody showing up that shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm. So you call this number, 866-262-9284. And sometimes these phone calls are a little scary to make, but when you make that call, you end up with a real kind human who lives not too far away. It would be somebody from the region, or is it
it's a national hotline. It's a national hotline number, uh-huh. which is in Portland, Oregon. Mm-hmm. The organization is based out of Portland.
Mm-hmm. But you'll get all the information that you need about groups that
yes.
that are happening here. So the Her Journey group, even though we don't know the time and place, it tends to meet like
once a week.
Once mm-hmm. a week. And the meetings last about how long?
An hour to an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do in a meeting? You know, you call the number, you get the information, you find out the address and the time, and you walk into this place, what'll happen?
Well, we basically go over the lesson. Mm-hmm. I just teach the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ask for questions. And you can tell your story or not. You can sit in total and complete silence if mm-hmm. you want. There mm-hmm. is no pressure to talk. There's no pressure to even give us your correct name. If mm-hmm. you don't want to give us your correct name, and there's reasons why women don't want to do that,
mm-hmm.
You can give us an alias, just something that we can call you besides, hey, you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just sit and listen.
Mm-hmm.
But you will meet other people who are in similar stories to you
mm-hmm.
and who have made it out of those kinds of stories. And that can give you hope.
Mm-hmm. And is the cost?
There's no cost.
Uh-huh. So no. This is free. And what about Celebrate Recovery? That's free as well?
That's free as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
So now I'm curious. So Project Hope is the umbrella that's helping make these things happen, because
yes.
there's professionals involved, there's renting rooms that has to happen, and there's publicity and other organization. So tell me more about like Project Hope and what this umbrella organization is all about.
Well, Project Hope started about 10 years ago with mm-hmm. Daryl Englund. Mm-hmm. He started it, and he put Celebrate Recovery under it, as well as two prison ministries and a jail ministry. Mm-hmm. And we bring Celebrate Recovery into the prisons and the jails because they're dealing with addiction there. Most of the people that are in jail are there really because of addictions.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're able to host studies,
mm-hmm.
Bible studies and Celebrate Recovery studies in those prison and the jail.
Mm-hmm. So is this a local organization or is it a
yes.
national organization
no.
and a local chapter?
This is a local organization.
Capital L.
Capital L. It's mm-hmm. in my house.
Oh.
We don't even have like a business office.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very small mm-hmm. organization. We have about 12 supporters mm-hmm. that support this. So in the last 3 years, since my husband and I have been able to take over the overseeing of it, we've added, I'm a Genesis Process counselor, mm-hmm. and Genesis Process is also dealing with coping mechanisms. It's got kind of a different bent than Celebrate Recovery does,
mm-hmm.
in that the author of Genesis Process has studied the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And he has brought in the elements of the latest research on brain studies, which mm-hmm. is fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
He is a Christian also, so it has a religious side to it. And he has been in the recovery world for 25 years,
mm-hmm.
and he has brought in a lot of tools that the recovery world uses.
Mm-hmm.
And so the combination of those three things together really makes it powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm able to... So there's two aspects to Genesis Process. There's
mm-hmm.
a group study where you go through it with six or seven other people.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get stuck there, then you can go to a Genesis Process counselor, which is what I do.
Uh-huh.
And so I can help move them through some areas maybe where they are stuck. in a particular lesson.
Mm-hmm. So what are the circumstances that bring somebody to like enter the Genesis process? Is that something that grows out of the other group? I'm just trying to keep everything straight. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to keep everything straight because it's intertwined. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say it's the same for Celebrate Recovery. We deal with all kinds of coping mechanisms in Genesis process. Mm-hmm. What's interesting about Genesis process, though, is they even go even a little bit deeper, and they deal with anxiety and anger as coping mechanisms for dealing with life. And so being able to deal with those things as well, because those are undercurrent problems as well. You can get over a coping mechanism, but if you don't deal with the anger issues or the anxiety, the fears, then you're just going to end up doing something else. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So the picture that I get is that issues related to addiction, abuse, just being terribly unhappy in your life, they're complex and they're layered. And that this organization, Project Hope, we've talked about these three different things: her journey, Celebrate Recovery, and Genesis process. And I guess if you're listening, you're hearing all of this stuff, and the bottom line is this email address, celebraterecovery@liferotp.com, because that would put somebody in touch with you, and you could help them sort out which of these programs might be really useful for them.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let's take a break here, and then we'll get back to our conversation. Well, I'd like to thank you, Sherry Hall, a lot for coming in today and sharing with us kind of the complex and interesting work that you do, trying to help people make their journey through this hardship that is life with peace, the journey through hardship towards peace. So lies and shame, you said that those things are important to discuss.
Yes. So I also do counseling for addiction and abuse. And in counseling, where I really go are the lies that we believe. And these can be a gazillion different kinds of lies. I'm not good enough. I can't change. God doesn't love me. I'm not worthy. If something bad happens, or I have to be in control or something bad will happen, you know, that's a lie. Mm-hmm. And so these are the drivers towards our shame, which we want to hide, and we want to bury that. And we use our coping mechanisms to bury the lies and the shame that we feel in this life. And so those are the things that we go after in counseling on a one-on-one type of basis. Mm-hmm.
And the other thing on our list of things to be sure to talk about is the Awaken Conference.
Yes, I'm very excited about this. So Awaken is actually a separate 501c3. Mm-hmm. It's a separate organization, but I'm on the founding board of that. Mm-hmm. And we are talking about abuse. And mm-hmm. the whole goal of Awaken is to communicate what is abuse. Mm-hmm. Because it is often misunderstood. And so last spring we had a big conference. We had 200 people who came to our conference. Mm-hmm. It was an all-day event. And then last June and now in October 7th, we're having what we're calling breakout sessions, where we just have two mini sessions that we're going to be talking about what abuse is and how to avoid it, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really how do we grow out of it is really our goal in that. So this, not this Saturday, not as in 2 days from now, but on October 7th, mm-hmm. we are having another Awaken breakout session. Mm-hmm. And the first session is called Red Flags in Dating Relationships. So what is it that you look for when you're dating somebody to wonder if this person is safe to marry? And the second one is, how do we have healthy relationships? What do we look for towards building a healthy relationship? We want to see people in good, solid relationships, because that's really what's healthiest for us. Mm-hmm. We don't want to see them breaking up, and we want people to have a good life. Mm-hmm. That's what we're working for.
Peace.
Peace.
Yeah. So this would be for anybody who is feeling distressed in the relationship space, whether it's the relationship that you're currently in or discouragement about ever forming a meaningful relationship, or just any, I guess, distress, just this relationship thing is not going the way that you had wished.
Yes. Yeah. And we want to be talking about how do we build healthy relationships? Because I'll tell you this, we don't see what a healthy relationship is built like in our movies. Uh-huh. They show all kinds of bad, wrong signs. Mm-hmm. So we need to have these conversations.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the Awaken Conference breakout sessions that are all about relationships, it happens a week from Saturday, October 7th.
At Real Life, the Moscow campus, mm-hmm. at Eastside Marketplace, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. from 9 a.m. to 11, mm-hmm. and anybody can come join us.
Mm-hmm. And you just walk in there at 9 a.m., you don't need to call ahead or sign
Correct.
Up.
Correct, yeah, and it's free uh-huh. also.
Yeah, but if you wanted to call ahead or sign up, the email is celebraterecovery@liferotp.com. That's okay, Sherry, we got like 12 seconds. Is there anything important that's left for us to say?
Well, just thank you for having me today, uh-huh. and I'm glad that we were able to have this conversation.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for the work you do in the community, too.
Thank you.